been learning the laws of Kaddish and how a person in a vela should recite Kaddish and also, if possible, to lead the davening. It's brought down in the Magen Avraham that sometimes, as we're going to see, there are actually valid reasons why a person cannot say Kaddish for themselves, and therefore it's necessary for them to ask someone to say it on their behalf. Now the question is, if that would be the case, is it better for that individual who says Kaddish to do it for free, pro bono, or to get paid for it? It's interesting the words of the Magen Avraham. He says as follows, Mutav livno sheyizkor echad lomer Kaddish mimkomo. It's better that a person should pay, that Kaddish should be said, mishiyomer echad b'china, than for it to be said for free. So even the person who is saying the Kaddish, even if you would think, maybe, you know, I'm not going to charge you for it, it's for some reason, as we'll see in a moment, based on the words of the Chassam Sofer, better that you should give over some type of money so that the Kaddish should be said. Now, why wouldn't you be the one saying the Kaddish? And it gives, you could probably think of many practical examples. That's what we're going to see. Kishaben enu yochel omer Kaddish, ki ein yochel leilch beisach neses, mach maschoyli. Certainly could be there's no minyan, he's not in the community, he can't get to a shul, or he's just sick, he's unhealthy, he can't get there. Oh, shenimsa b'makam shinamin. He says the place where there's no minyan. It's brought down over here, interestingly, the Shalos and Tshuvos of the Chazon Nachum. He says that in the event that, let's say, a person has a job, right, and there you are, for whatever reason, you're in a position, and you might not have the nicest boss in the world, that You just have no choice except to miss minyan. So the question is, should you miss minyan? Should you daven with a minyan? And then, unfortunately, you're not going to have a job. So he says like this, Shein mechuyev adam l'hafsid memono parnasaso kidei shiyochel espal b'minyan glomer kaddish. A person is not obligated to lose their livelihood in order to be able to say the kaddish. Of course, if one is able to, hopefully to convince their boss, you know, the importance of it and why it's so meaningful for you, even though they may not understand the significance of it, hopefully you'll be able to say the Kaddish. But in the event that you're going to potentially lose your parnasa because of it, then you do not have to say the Kaddish. El yamid acher b'schiris mimkomo. You can appoint someone to say it on your behalf. So, hire someone. That's what it's talking about. So the Chassam Sofer explains the significance of what's this idea of get a paying as opposed to someone else doing it for free. That's not the best way. He says that im ben hames sochar adam shemer kaddish b'mkomo. If you have someone saying kaddish on your behalf and you pay them to do so, hare, then we can fulfill the concept of shulchu shel adam k'mois, that you, even though you're not the one doing it, but by you appointing an agent on your behalf, is as though it's being done like you yourself are doing it. And therefore, v'nichnas tachas aben uchol inyanov, this person who's saying it now is almost exactly like you. V'chayavim shar ha'ivelin l'ischalik imayin igarul. So therefore, that person, even though he himself is not saying Kaddish for his own relative, but nonetheless, he should be treated no less than anyone else who is saying Kaddish for their relative, because it's you're the shliach and shliach shalom kamos. According to the Chassam Sofer, he feels that for some reason, by giving over, it's more of a
power that I give to somebody else. I don't know why. Has to have money.
This is something which we find. We also find this when it comes to mechiras chametz. Some people give to the rabbi because they want to make the rabbi happy.
No, for sure.
There's an inyan of a meeting of the minds. When a person hands over something of value to the other person, it shows the seriousness of this deal, and therefore that person is certainly accepting upon themselves the sachrayim. Sometimes, but the idea, I believe, of what the Chassam Sofer is telling us is that sometimes you get what you pay for. And therefore, if you're not going to be accepting upon yourself, except you're just doing it for free, so then maybe the level of shlichus may not be as strong. That's a possible interpretation. But that's what he says. Obviously, have to look inside for greater understanding. But that's what he says, that it's better that you should pay for the Kaddish to be recited than for it to be done without pay. All right. So that's how he explains it. Umi shemasker atzmo lomer kaddish, avor nifter chol lov chovel chol lomer kol hakdish. Once you accept upon yourself this role as the agent, therefore you have the obligation now to say all the kaddishes just like that person would have themselves. Kvish shar avelim nohagim, just as that person would be knowing. Imlo shapirish vehisna cheres imasocher. So unless, of course, there were some type of conditions that you connected, you spoke to this person previously and communicated exactly what purpose and to what capacity he would be sending kaddish on your behalf. Omer kaddish yud aleph chadashim. You will say the Kaddish for the 11 months, just like the father and mother, which, interesting, in the Mefarshim, some actually hold that someone who is the Shliach, for various reasons, is allowed to say the Kaddish not just for 11 months, for the entire 12 months. And he says, the inyan of why we don't say Kaddish for 12 months is because we would not want to say that our parents are Rishoyim. Probably not the nicest thing for a child to say. But I guess if it's not your parent, it's not as bad. Of course, we still don't want to walk around pointing fingers saying people are wicked. But some actually hold that the shliach could actually say it for 12 months. That the inyan of 11 months is not as great. But some people say that it should stay the same 11 months. Let's just see one more piece. So, Matsinu plukta beposkim. There's actually a dispute among the poskim whether or not, when it comes to this person who's saying Kaddish and he's getting paid for it, can it do a 2-for-1 deal, or maybe a 10-for-1, right? Say it's Kaddish for a bunch of people. So there's a machlokus whether this is the case, and we'll get more into it tomorrow. Im efshul chavin b'kaddish echad avor kamam niftarim. Are you allowed to say one Kaddish for many people? So some say it's not an issue. Some say it is a problem, and this is the reason why they say it's a problem. Yesh sovrim she'en zikaron echad. Ola lokan lokan. I guess we can't multitask. We can't walk and chew gum at the same time. So it's the same idea. For a person to think of two people at the same Kaddish, that's something which you're not really devoting your focus and attention to the nifter as you should, because you're focused on more than one person. That's, again, not everyone holds like this, and we'll discuss the reasons why it's even more not an issue, people that say Kaddish in general for the masses. L'chein, a masker atzma lomer Kaddish avur kama niftarim, in the event that a person does say Kaddish for many people, yechavin, that individual should have the intention, b'chol Kaddish avur ilui neshama shel niftar achar. Basically, that if you have, let's say you're saying Kaddish for two people, so on one Kaddish number one, you focus on person number one. Kaddish number two, you focus on person number two. And therefore, in that way, at least you're going to be focused, according to that opinion, that at least, you're saying Kaddish for two people, but at least you're still saying Kaddish for two people one at a time. However, we'll conclude with this last line, Besarach lehodiazos, which I think this is one of the most important lines over here, that you need to let this be known, the importance of communication, because it's possible the person who's paying you is thinking you're saying Kaddish, every single Kaddish, for this one person. And therefore, if the reason why you hold of this opinion, that you can't say a Kaddish for two people, so therefore the only way you can get around it, according to this opinion, which we don't not necessarily always hold like, but assuming that you would hold like that, is you'd be saying Kaddish only half the time. So the person might get offended and upset, and they might do their business elsewhere, if you will. And therefore, because of this, it's necessary to communicate what you're doing to the person who is paying you.